We're in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, and we're up to Sif Yud Beis. Now, Sif Yud Beis is dealing with the Malach of Tochen, and that's where we have been till now. But it's dealing specifically with the issue of cutting vegetables finely. So I think it's important to give a little bit of a background. A lot of this, some of this appears in the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Gemara gives a case of Purim Salka, Haiman de Purim Silka, someone who cuts up a beet, is Chayiv Mishum Tochen. There's a big machlokas Rishonim Pshat in it. And it seems like Rov Rishonim had a very hard time accepting that you can be over the Malacha of Tochen by slicing vegetables. The Rambam says that what you're doing is you're slicing it for the sake of cooking. Apparently, it was not edible until you cook it in small pieces. So this is the malacha element of it is that you have now made it ready to be cooked so that it will be able to be edible. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rosh says, oh, it couldn't mean slicing vegetables. There's no maleches tochen when you're dealing with food. So the Rosh says that silka doesn't actually mean a beet, it means something else. Tosfos asks the Kasha, how could it be that for slicing vegetables, your Chayiv says, Tosfos, it must be that you cut them up very finely. And he also says it must be talking about a vegetable that is only eaten that way. So it's almost like you're making it edible by cutting it up that finely. You see across the board that the Rishonim had a hard time accepting that simply slicing vegetables was going to have the shame of tochen. Nevertheless, the Mechaber Paskins, and let's start Yud Beis, HaMechatech HaYerek Dak Dak Chayiv Mishum Tochen, that if someone slices vegetables very finely, he's Chayiv because of the Malacha of Tochen. Now, at least he's added the element of dak-dak, that it's got to be very fine, but the Mishnah Berurah brings the Yireim, who says, we don't know what the definition of very fine is. And since we're dealing with the Doraisa, one should be very careful. So, lahalacha, we end up saying that slicing vegetables, if you're cutting them up finely, as opposed to just a couple of slices, but if you're really slicing things like making a salad, that is a problem of tochen. Hagah says the Rama, Vuadin da also lachtoch grogros v'charuvim. Not only is this true of vegetables, but it's true of fruit as well. If you're dealing with dried figs or carob, lifnei skenim, in front of older people who have a hard time chewing. Even though the halacha we saw before was that if something is edible by most people, even though you're cutting it up for someone who couldn't eat without your cutting it up, we would not call them that maleches tochen, says the Mishnah Berurah. Since we're dealing with gedulei karka here, previously we were dealing with meat, here we are dealing with things that grow on the ground, vegetables and fruits, we are machmir, even though most people could eat it this way. The Magen Avraham says, but nevertheless, you're only chayiv if it's in front of, if you're doing this for the sake of people who cannot chew it. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says, lav dafka, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why it brings this case is because why else would you be cutting up your carob? It must be that you're doing it for the sake of people who couldn't chew it on their own. So the way it comes out then is that according to the Mishnah Berurah, any vegetable that is being cut finely is usur. The same going for a fruit, even though people could eat it without slicing it. Nevertheless, we would call this the malacha of tochen. Says the Rama now, v'dafka peiris v'kadoma l'za asur. Avol mutter l'far lechem l'fnei atar negolim. One is allowed to go and break up pieces of bread and throw them in front of the chickens. The whole look far nitchan ein lochush. Since bread is made of flour, flour is grain that was already ground. In lochush, you don't have to worry, de in tochen acher tochen, because there's no malacha of tochen on something that was already ground once before. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us this is only true if you're not using a special keli that is made for it. But if you're using a special keli, it would be aser. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, grating dried bread on a grater would be problematic. One more piece of Ramah here. V'chol ze lomare ela b'chotech ha-meniach. Aval im li'och lo miyad ha-kol shori midi dehever abor lechol miyad ha-shori. The Rajba says that the same way that in the Malach of Borer, if you're doing it for immediate use, if you're preparing it just before the meal, the halacha is that we call that part of eating and not malacha. Says the Ramah, the same goes for tochein. That with regard to tochein, if it's just before the meal, there is no iser. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura, brings that there are those that argue and say, no, Chazal were only matarid in Borer, they were not matarid in tochein. He mentions that the Beis Yosef himself is only matir if you cut them chatichas gedolas tzas, slightly larger than normal, and you do with samach lasuda. And that is his maskana, that halacha lemaisa, if you want to cut your vegetables for salad on Shabbos itself, you should do with samach lasuda and cut the vegetables a little bit bigger than normal so that they're not very fine. The Mishnah Brura brings up a question. If the Rajba is comparing this to Borer, the halacha is that we are only matir Borer la'altar, Borer that's just before the meal, biyad, if you're doing it by hand, not if you're doing it bechli. Even though it's not a keli hamayuchad lakach, but it's still awesome in the Rabbanan. He asks a question, so what's with a knife? How can you slice your vegetables with a knife? That's at least a keli. We wouldn't be matir in Borer, why should we be matir in Tochen? So he answers that in Borer, if you do it by hand, we call it an act of achila. If you're doing bechli, it's an act of manufacture. Slicing vegetables with a knife is an act of eating. I mean, slicing and brera are not identical. Now, once again, with a kli hamiyuchid, a special keli made for that, it's also even if it's the altar. Now, the poskim do go into several different situations. Rav Moshe Feinstein, for example, talks about using a cheese slicer, a meat slicer. So his claim is that even though they're very thin, but they're large slices, meaning dak-dak means that it's small in all dimensions. Whereas if you have a thin but long piece of cheese, we would not call that a maisa tochen. Aside from that, it seems that Rov Poskim hold that a kli hamayuchid means something that is a more professional kind of a keli, something that's a household appliance and is made just to make things more convenient and not to do a more professional job. They don't consider that a kli hamayuchid lakach. So although the Mishnah Brura, the Mechaber already brings down the case of using a grater for cheese, a ribeisen, and it seems that a grater would be a household item, the poskim are reluctant to go and answer things such as cheese slicers. And they say that even an egg slicer, they claim that an egg slicer just makes things a lot easier. It's not for the sake of doing a professional job, although it cuts things very clean. And they say that one would not answer using it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura then goes into other cases of tochen that don't involve food. And he says that if you're trying to create sawdust from wood, similarly, if you take a one big piece of dirt and of dry dirt and you break it up. Also, if you grind metal down into metal filings, he says that all of that is included in tochein. If you're cutting pieces of wood, you're breaking twigs to make them just right for a campfire, then that is machatach. If you are makbid on a precise size, that is not the malacha of, excuse me, that if you chop it, it is tochein. If you're makbid on a specific size, that is the malacha of machatech. So there's cutting to size, which is machatech, and there's just making things smaller, which is the malacha of tochein. Now, one other thing, and that is that Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush, and he says that the malacha of tochein is only when you break something into small pieces. When you mash a semi-solid and it forms mush, mass of mush, rather than separate little pieces, Rav Moshe says that has nothing to do with the malacha of tochein. So according to Rav Moshe, really there should not have been any iser in mashing avocado and mashing banana. The Chazon Ish disagrees totally. The Chazon Ish says that if you're mashing, it's actually worse because when you mash, it is more dome, it resembles much more closely the act of grinding flour, grinding wheat and flour into flour. And therefore, he says that it's aser, not only is it aser, but it's even aser samach lasuda. Rav Moshe tells one that you should be choshish for the chaznish, and as a result of it, you should only do it with a shinui, which means that you should be using a spoon rather than a fork, or the back of the fork, the handle of the fork, rather than the teeth of the fork. And we already learned in the case of pilpulin that a shinui gomer is going to be matir, the malacha of tochin.